This is PodcastNorm.com.
The following copyrighted program is presented by PodcastNorm.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Norman TV View, where we try to help you see through the forest of technology so you can better understand and use yours. In other words, we want to give you a commanding perspective of the technology and equipment you own and use to watch your chosen forms of entertainment on your TV. Today, I'll be talking about thinking about cutting the cord? Three things to consider before you do. So, you're thinking about cutting the cord? Well, there are several things you need to consider before you actually do. In fact, you may be someone asking, what does cutting the cord actually mean? That's a good question, and for those of you that might be asking, it means getting rid of paid programming from providers such as a cable company, a satellite company, or some other programming provider. I won't be talking about any particular delivery system in this article, although I will mention certain ones in articles planned for the near future. You may be wondering what the reasons are that many people are considering cutting the cord and going back to what some would call the old days when it comes to watching television. Well, the easiest and most often heard answers I hear are probably, because it's just becoming too expensive, and I pay for a lot of things I don't even watch. These days, I often have people ask me what they can actually receive from an off-air antenna because they are considering cutting the cord and reducing their cost for watching television. Usually, they've had people tell them they can receive almost everything off of an antenna or over the internet that they now receive and pay for from their present programming provider. Although that is at least partially true, it is by no means what they've come to expect over the years of using either cable or satellite for their viewing pleasure. Now, don't misunderstand. Those days are coming, but aren't here yet, and the chances of them being delivered for no cost are fading also. I'll talk more about that in a future article or two. Although it's true it's possible to see certain things off of antenna and other things off of the internet, most people that ask are not always prepared, nor do they fully understand that some of the things they want to watch most may not be available, and the process for viewing them may not be as easy to use as their present delivery system. That's why I always ask them what their viewing habits are, and often their answer is a mixture of programs available only through their cable or satellite company, or available from cable or satellite as well as from antenna. Unfortunately, we haven't reached the point of a la carte viewing in the television industry, at least not yet. Although some things are available to be viewed in certain ways by the computer, smartphone, or other device, many are surprised to find that it's not like watching the broadcast they're used to watching from their cable or satellite provider. I have even had people call me up wanting me to install an antenna, and after asking a few of the above questions, I explained to them that they may not be able to watch everything they're used to watching. Often they say they don't care about that, they just want to watch the networks. Although it doesn't happen often, sometimes they call me back asking how they can receive certain programming that is available only from a cable or satellite provider. They usually don't like the answer I give them and either decide to do without that particular programming or return to their original provider, at least in a reduced cost way. Sometimes they add it by some other means, although their options can be somewhat limited and they keep the antenna for use in reserve or on their non-essential viewing area. You're listening to the Norman TV View on PodcastNorm.com. At this point in time, there are two things that are most desired but not available through an off-air antenna. Those would include what are called cable news, such as CNN and Fox News Channel, and things like certain sports channels, such as ESPN, Fox Sports, and others. Oh, and one other that is extremely popular in this area of Florida where I live is the Golf Channel. Although it's true there are ways to receive these channels in some form or other through computer, it is generally not in the form that the person wants and likely has a fee attached in some form or other. So, here are the things that need to be considered before actually taking the leap of cutting the cord and going to a different form of programming delivery. Usually, people desire to make a change that comes with little to no cost other than the equipment required to receive it. First, what channels do you watch the most? More simply stated, what are your favorite channels? Not everything is available by antenna over the air that you may be wanting to watch. If you watch mostly movies and network programming, by network I mean things like ABC, CBS, Fox, NBC, and PBS, cutting the cord just might work for you. If you desire things like regular programming from CNN, Fox News, ESPN, or other sports channels, you really need to think it through before taking the leap. Second, how do you intend to receive that free programming? Will it be via antenna and off-air broadcast only? Will it be through the internet and the availability there? Or will it be through both of these particular mediums? Along with all of this, you need to know whether or not your television has the capability of receiving off-air broadcast without a digital-to-analog converter, or whether you will need one. It would also be good to know whether or not you plan on recording programming for viewing at a more convenient time for you. Third, what are the acceptable options for you to replace certain cable programs? Are they available to you through your internet provider in a way convenient for you to watch? And is your internet service at a speed necessary for reasonably good viewing? In this case, what I mean by reasonably good viewing is able to watch with no or minimal interruptions for reloading, or buffering, as the computer folks like to say. Let me mention right here and now that no matter what you've been told, either through printed media or through commercials on television or elsewhere, an indoor antenna may or may not work for you at all. Although I've already talked about that in the article, Don't Be Fooled by the Advertising, I will also be talking more about that later. I often find many people have their internet delivered at a minimum possible speed for a price they're willing to pay. If you plan to receive more programming via the internet, investing in higher speed may be necessary, at least to minimize your frustration levels. Hey, this is Russ, and I'll see you next time, right here on the Norman TV View.
This is PodcastNorm.com.
Hi, everyone. My name is Rusty Norman, and I'm your host on PodcastNorm.com. It's a place where you'll find a variety of podcasts and a variety of different subjects produced by Podcast Norm Productions and Rusty Norman. For now, it mainly focuses on the information and subjects presented on Rusty's websites. The intention is to expand on that in the coming days, weeks, months, and yes, years. The subjects can range from information and discussions on the Norman TV View about how technology is changing the way we view our entertainment from our TVs and other devices, to a fan's view of NASCAR Cup racing from just a fan's view. At times, there will be interviews with authors and other people making a difference in many areas of life. So join us regularly for what's happening at PodcastNorm.com.